Keep on riding with us as we continue to broadcast the balance and defend the discourse from these Hip Hop Weekly studios. Welcome back to Civic Cypher. I'm your host, Ramses Ja.
He is Ramses Ja. I am Q Ward. And if you are just tuning in, or hopefully you are still tuned in to Civic Cypher.
Yeah, welcome. Stick around. We're still talking about some important stuff. Today's show, we're giving you some examples that give us some insight into conservative Christian white men in this country and a lot of the thinking that has caused that group to move a little bit further to the right, well, a lot further to the right, and how the implications of their new agenda could affect, you know, life in this country and who holds power, who has a voice, etc. So a lot to talk about. But before we get there, let's discuss BA, Becoming a Better Ally, Baba. And today's Baba is sponsored by Friends of the Movement. You can sign up for the free voter wallet from FOTMglobal.com to support Black businesses and allied businesses, as well as make an impact with your spending. Again, that's FOTMglobal.com. And today we're going to share a few examples. There's a few people in this story, all of whom are do-gooders. This comes from ABC7, and I'll share a statue. One of the most beloved characters in the Peanuts series has found a new home at a high school in Santa Rosa. Franklin, who was African-American, was first introduced in 1968 toward the end of the civil rights struggle. It was a few days after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, and a young teacher in the Los Angeles area was motivated to act. Quote, "I care deeply. It was after the assassination of MLK and the frustration and the anger," said Harriet Glickman during an interview a few years ago. On April 15, 1968, Glickman wrote a letter to, of all people, Charles Schulz, the creator of the comic strip Peanuts, asking him to include a Black character. Quote, she says, "I'm writing you because I want to do something about the vast sea of misunderstanding, fear, hate, and violence," unquote. It took some convincing, but 2 months later, Charles Schulz wrote back, quote, "Dear Mrs. Glickman, you'll be pleased to know that I have taken the first step in doing something," unquote. Even before Franklin debuted, there was a lot of pushback. The United Feature Syndicate, was worried that some newspapers would protest. Schulz threatened to quit the syndicate. He threatened to quit, and the syndicate had to give in. Voila, Franklin debuted on the beach, meeting Charles Brown with a beach ball. And later on, they started the Armstrong Project, which is named after Franklin's last name, to promote the development of illustrators cartooning in the Black community because representation was so low. So a lot of allies in that story, and I love that, and I'm glad that I was able to share it. So back to Christian white men. I have another opportunity to say it, so I will say it. Conservative Christian white men are our brothers. And we will not be a platform that tries to create more divisiveness. That's easier said than done, because in order to talk about things, we have to kind of tell the truth. But our intention is to explain to our listeners what is going on. And we use examples that illustrate the practical application of the data or the interpretation of the data that we're seeing or that is being covered by, again, journalistic sources in the media space. Journalistically credible sources in the media space. So for the first half of the show, we cited a couple of examples of people who were in prominent positions or have been given platforms that give you insight into kind of how that old school thinking, almost like 1700 style of thinking, has become more prominent and is becoming increasingly more prominent.
You also don't have to draw back that far for examples.
Yeah, that's fair.
Early 1900s does a very good job of expressing that way of thought and trying to live out the ideology of those times.
I'm glad you said that. But this next example, I think, does take us back to the 1800s, 1700s. So I'm going to share. Forgive me. I'm going to do a lot of reading, and then we're going to go back and break it down for you. But I think that this gives you a lot more insight into just how far this cancerous type of thinking can go, and how many different areas of society and how many different types of people it can affect. And this minister certainly leaned into this way of thinking.
And we also have another piece of video for you guys as well.
Sure, sure. Actually, you know what? Before we get into this reading, let's play that video. So this video comes from Adam Mockler. He's an interviewer on Instagram, and he's interviewed in the clip. He's interviewing some Trump supporters. These are white men, and they let it be known exactly how they feel. And this isn't just something that we found in cherry pick. This is a bona fide viral video.
This is not on the margins.
Yeah, this is
go find this.
Yeah. And this is really,
they don't even consider this extreme.
Right. This is almost exactly what a lot of these what would I call them? It's kind of like political satire, or like comedians that go out.
I wish it was just satire.
Right, right. But there's a lot of people who do political satire, and they do political jokes and political commentary. And they go out on
to highlight the hypocrisy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he's one of these people that does this. And this video of his is particularly viral. And so
I thought we meant the positions of those being interviewed being satire.
No. Those are real people.
I'd much rather that be the case.
I wish, but no, they're real people. So let's play the video first. Yeah.
For vast majorities of people, including women, that women didn't receive the right to vote until the 19th Amendment.
And then we fixed that.
I don't think that was a good thing.
You don't think so?
I don't think it was a good thing. I believe
the 19th Amendment?
Yeah. Every person, women, men, black, white, whatever, has equal dignity under the law and before God. That doesn't mean they'll have the same roles and should have the same influence in a society.
So who should have influence in our society?
Christian leaders.
White Christian men. Interesting.
White Christian men.
Trump said he wants to be a day one dictator. Would you be okay with him extending that throughout the rest of his presidency?
No, I don't think so.
You did say you hated democracy, though.
Yeah, we're a constitutional republic.
We're a democratic republic.
No, we're not.
You don't think so?
No, we're a constitutional republic.
These two things aren't mutually exclusive. If you have mechanisms that allow people to vote representatives in, and those representatives vote for you, that is a representative democracy, right?
No, yeah, sure, but it's also a constitutional republic.
Yeah, they're not mutually exclusive.
This, though, we have two senators for each state.
Well, those representatives are elected by the people, by us. We go out and we vote every November 7th or whatever, and we elect these people.
Okay, so first thing I want you to know is that, you know, you can't see the gentleman in the video, but he's probably early to mid 20s, visibly. So for people that feel like, oh, this old conservative Christian white men sort of thing is an old guy problem, it is not. It has not been since at least 2016. I would go back as far as 2008 when Obama was elected, that it really started to take root. Because again, there's been a lot of fear that these people are going to lose power. And then who will they be? How does everyone feel about us? We've done all this harm. We've taken land from these people. We've taken lives from these people. If we're no longer in power, people might retaliate. These are real fears that these people live with. And so they hold on to this power as much as they can get. And a gentleman like that, who in 2008 was probably, I don't know, I can't do the math, but he was a child, I'm sure, has grown up in a world where that fear has taken center stage, and it is particularly pronounced among, again, those white Christian men, right? Heterosexual men. So there's one example of a young man who and how he feels, right? Now we're going to go to another example. This is a much older man, because obviously they're on the menu too when it comes to this. So I'm going to share a bit from your web, but a prominent megachurch pastor has asserted that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was, quote, not a Christian at all, unquote. Jacob MacArthur, an 85-year-old white male pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, made the claim during a sermon last month, LGBTQ Nation reports. In his remarks, he criticized a group of evangelical pastors known as Together for the Gospel, T4G, for honoring King several years ago. Right Wing Watch reported. Quote, T4G bought into the deceptiveness of the woke movement and the racial baiting that was going on a couple of years ago, and it literally put them out of existence, MacArthur said. Goes on to say, the strange irony was a year later they did the same thing for Martin Luther King, who was not a Christian at all, whose life was immoral. He goes on to say, I'm not saying King didn't do some social good, and I've always been glad he was a pacifist, or he could have started a real revolution. What a slap in the face there. Anyway.
If only he had started a real revolution.
Right. He's still talking. So, but you don't honor a non-believer who misrepresents Christ in everything about the gospel. Okay. I want to make sure that we're calling him by his full name, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I want to make sure that people know that his doctorate was in theology. So, bear that in mind as I continue to read. Per LGBTQ Nation, MacArthur previously said, quote, the Bible is abundantly clear. Slavery is the heart of what it means to be a true Christian. And Christianity does not free slaves. Christianity does not give equal social rights. Jesus did not propound equal rights, and he did not upset the social order. Rather, they all affirmed that with great fear of God and great respect, you are to be submissive to your masters, whether they're good and gentle or whether they are unreasonable. You are to submit. MacArthur also takes an anti-LGBTQ plus stance, claiming gay people don't really exist. No one is gay. People commit adultery. People commit sins of homosexuality. They lie, they steal, they cheat, he said, according to the friendly atheist. Quote, that's like saying, you know, I keep robbing banks, but I'm a robber. I'm a bank robber. What am I going to do? I'm a bank robber. That is not an excuse for what you do, MacArthur added. There are certain kinds of impulses that lead people in that direction, yes. But I think one of the really deadly aspects of this is to let people define themselves as gay. Okay. So thank you for bearing with me for that reading. So here we have someone who is talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. Someone who is suggesting that there should be a hierarchy in society and that there is a biblical basis for people to adhere to this hierarchy. He's professing to speak for Jesus. Jesus never said this, blah, blah, blah. As if that meant Jesus not saying something was him saying something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the absence of him saying that we shouldn't do this is him saying that we should.
Right, exactly. Thank you for cue. You're so much better at saying stuff. Thank you for that. All right. And then, of course, he goes on to attack LGBTQIA plus brothers and sisters. And so we'll start there, okay? Because we can talk all day about slave stuff and Dr. King, but let's start where we are right now. First thing is that there is indeed a scientific, factual, objective basis for homosexuality. A quote that I like to use a lot is that homosexuality is found in, I forget the exact number, but it has been observed in hundreds of species, right? Homophobia has only been observed in one species. Indeed, there was the other day, and I put it on my story. I believe it was NBC that reported that that the scientific community first encountered humpback whales mating habits. Right, they got a photograph of them mating and video and all that sort of stuff. Right, and the twist was that both of the whales were male. And when I shared it on my story, I put "bus it" on the bottom. That was funny. Right?
That's hilarious.
But again, I think that makes the point, you know, that homophobia is only found in one species, right? And the
I think it's very interesting that it's classified a phobia.
Right.
Because it's more hate than fear. Yeah, you're right. And you and I go back and forth about this on this show a lot. We create like this escape hatch by calling hate fear.
Yeah. Because then it lets people
murder us because they're scared of us. Right. They don't. they're scared of homosexuality. It's not fear. It's hate.
Yeah.
It's othering. It's this group of people does not, and here we go again, think, love, or pray the way that I do. Mm-hmm. So it's wrong. And instead of me looking like a bad person, I'll pretend that I'm afraid of this and the harm that it could do to me, even though it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
There's no aspect of your life that's affected by the life of someone who loves, thinks, prays, sings, dances, or worships different than the way that you do it. As long as they don't try to force you to do it like they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, there is a group of people historically that does exactly that.
Yeah.
You have to think, love, and pray the way that I do, or you're damned by God.
Yep.
Because I said so.
And I think that that's what this John MacArthur individual is doing. Again, he's a pastor of a mega church in California, of all places. But again, it gives you some insight into that white Christian nationalist way of thinking. Okay. So first thing I do want to say again is that a bank robber identifying as just a bank robber, that's what I do. I rob banks. There is a false equivalency there. That might sound,
it's an intentional false equivalency, right? It's the lowest intellectual denominator that he could use to stir up a group of people that already feel how
they
he
want.
Feels.
Yeah. Right.
So they can feel more morally centered and not like bad people for believing what they believe. If he gives that type of example, they can point to and say, okay, yes,
yeah,
that's the same.
That's like saying I'm a bank robber and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not the same. Again, there is a scientific basis for anyone who cares to do any research on this. And I would not profess to speak for my LGBTQIA plus brothers and sisters, but on this space in this moment, I want to make sure that that was at least addressed. Okay. So let's go back a little further, where he's talking about slavery and really kind of like the stratification of people in a society, or whatever. This is literally how people would interpret the Bible in the 1700s, 1600s,
1800s. This is literally how people interpret the Bible in 2024.
And even
we can,
now.
We can see where this... So when this story happened,
yeah. So you can see how there's this regression.
We don't have to go back in time.
Mm-hmm. So you can
find people that think.
Thank you.
And represent this ideology.
So this regression in the way of thinking about other people in society, and this almost placing people above and below other people, that is not consistent with what the country was founded on, which is probably why the country was established with a separation of church and state. But nor is it consistent with, indeed, the natural state of human beings, the natural offering of human beings. One of the things that we say on this show often is that talent, intelligence, gifts, skills are evenly distributed throughout populations. Opportunities are not.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're going to find people who are just as capable, people who are just as brilliant, people who are just as talented, and all colors and all, you know, tribes and all, you know what I mean? This is just kind of a thing that happens with a large enough population. And if you notice tendencies that suggest otherwise, there are probably external factors to that population that are creating those tendencies, right?
And it is intellectually dishonest at this point to not acknowledge the last part.
Mm-hmm.
Right, those who kind of go out of their way to pretend that that's not the case, you know, there's, you know, a gentleman the other day saying that all of the great moves forward throughout history have been because of European white men.
Hmm.
Straight faced, he said,
wow,
to Roland Martin of all
people. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
I mean, even that in and of itself, and he was using that as a way to kind of dismiss slavery as some evil, as some necessary evil, which I don't think he understood made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you were arguing that that was necessary and had to happen, it's still awful. But if that's what you really thought, you'd be a less evil person. If you didn't think it was necessary at all, you just felt like doing it, that makes you worse off, sir. You don't look better. Mm-hmm. And what you're trying to say does not elevate the group of people that you're trying to elevate the way that you think.
Sure.
So they're intellectually dishonest on purpose to try to elevate themselves, but it makes them morally corrupt, which they don't take into account when they're saying these things out loud.
So now you're understanding why this prominence of, again, this way of thinking that's found so often among white evangelical conservative men in this country, is it's not well-founded. It's not based in objective truths. It is not intellectual at all. It is intellectually dishonest. It is immoral. And it is very widely shared in terms of a way of thinking in these circles. And these people are politically engaged.
Very these much
people,
so.
Absolutely.
They're these voting in primaries. Powerful. They're yeah. voting locally. And they will not miss an opportunity to voice,
I wish I had the data in front of me right now, because you're not wrong, Q. I have the data. It's in my phone somewhere, but it says something like white men make up, I don't know, 30-some% of the country, something like that. But I don't know if this is the right number, so don't hold me to it. The numbers I'm missing. But then it goes on to say that white men make up, so let's say if they make up 30% of the country, which again, I don't know. It goes on to say that white men make up 60% of elected officials, 68% of police, you know, 55% of judges, blah, yeah, you know,
it's
on
not
and on.
About the semantics. It's just disproportionate.
Right. Absolutely.
In the favor of that same group of people.
Right.
So if the numbers are wrong, forgive us.
Right. And so when you start to realize and understand that, and you recognize and respect that there's a lot of this thinking that is prominent among this group. It's not universal among this group, but it's prominent. Then you recognize that, okay, this is something we need to pay attention to. These aren't just fringe groups. These are powerful people. They have platforms, they have stages, and they're affecting other people's way of thinking. So we'll leave that one right there.
We never have enough time.
Never have enough time. We move through that way too quick, but you know, that's the way it goes, right? We got an hour, so we try to give you what we got.
Yes, indeed.
So I'd like to thank you once again for tuning in to Civic Cypher. I've been your host, Ramses Ja.
He is Ramses Ja. I am Q Ward, and we want to thank you guys for continuing to rock with us. Please follow us, like, comment, support, share at Civic Cypher on everything.
Yeah. TikTok.
YouTube. TikTok. I'm getting on TikTok.
Yeah, man.
Ramsey said I should. So I'm giving it. I don't know how to TikTok, but you know, you guys can help me out a little bit, I guess.
Man. But you know, you can follow Q at I am Q Ward. You can follow me at Ramses Ja, and everything else is at Civic Cypher. Hit the website, civiccypher.com, to download this and any previous episodes. Send us a line, let us know if there's something we need to know about or need to talk about on the show. And keep on riding with us. And until next week, y'all.
Peace.